Matthew 28:19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. In order for us to disciple, we need to go. In order for us to accomplish something, we need to go beyond talking, but actually doing. Many have attempted only to make converts of people, but fail to make disciples. The Great Commission was about making disciples, not just getting converts. And Christianity must go beyond decisions, but into lifestyle change. And this will be an important new emphasis and adjustment in our culture. We are in a culture now of technology and information, and those are all great. But if we fail to have relationship with other people, then we will miss the mark. Let me read to you what it says on the Great Commandment. Matthew 22:36. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Love is more than just a feeling, but also it is an action word. God will judge based on our righteous works, primarily of compassion, which is rooted in relationship. And he will separate the nation from sheep nations to goat nations. Let me read to you Matthew 25. And the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. The king will reply on verse 40, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. Verse 41, then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me. They will also answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you? He will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. James 2 Verse 15, suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. I think it's very instructional for us. Now that we live in the world of information and technology, not to put too much emphasis on the Facebook, the Twitter, or any social media. Those are good and I use them all the time. But faith without deeds is dead. And in verse 24, you see that the person is justified by what he does and not by faith alone. And verse 26, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. God bless you.